Cashel, home away from home. Landing in Dublin, after a long 14-hour flight, I see rain, wind and kids playing in the soccer field. I am 5,000 miles from India. It is June 2016 and I have landed with my family of four. Chitra and our two lovely kids, Dimpy and Himanshi.
Oh, look, it's Ireland!
It takes us a bit of time to find a sweet house which we make a home. It is a little like a roller coaster where many things are moving all together. House, car revenue, PPS and one of the most important TV license. There are many new things, but what we love most is the people. Like in India, here everyone is so welcoming and kind, making us feel at home here in Cashel. Whether you need oil from heating, Billy is there to help you in cold winter, even you call him in last minute, or Dr. Murphy's GP service. Within the first few months of settling in, we got our first car. The first drive to Clonmel, including many stoppages, checking speed limits and car seats. Finally, it took 1 hour to reach Clonmel. I will never forget the drive and Dimpy screaming,
"Drive faster, Dad!"
There were many new experiences in this journey, but once we got started, we began to see the beauty of this lovely country. I can't forget the day when we went to drop Dimpy at play school outside Cashel with a friend in her lovely car that shows us how friendly people are. Every extended support makes us feel comfortable in this place. One such beauty was the sight of the V, where the pink and purple colors of the rhododendrons took our breath away. All I could hear from my wife and my kids was,
"Wow, look at this and look over there."
I was so traumatized driving round the hairpin bend of the V, I could not take my eyes off the road until I reached the top and stopped the car. Could I see this beautiful lake surrounded by pink and purple colors? The peaceful feeling was magical. Each evening at 6 o'clock, we hear the sound of the bells ringing through the town from the church bell. I introduce cricket to my friends in Amneal Cashel, and it shows how much they are willing to embrace my tradition. It is great fun, and near the end of the game, it becomes a bit of competitive. The willingness of the people to invite my family and I to their homes for communion confirmation parties is overwhelming. On entering their homes, we never feel like outsiders as everyone is so friendly and welcoming. They even go out of their ways to have a vegetarian dish for us. Of course, it's potato. By the end of the evening, the kids are so tired playing on the bouncy castle and mingling with the other kids, they just fall asleep with happy thoughts. After 1 year, we plan to go back home in India for a couple of weeks. And coming back, as we enter from Junction 7 towards town and see the Rocca Castle, our kids started calling,
"Back home! It's the Rocca Castle!"
That gives you the great feeling. In 2021, we had a new baby here, and while finding the name for her to match Indian and Irish commonality, we ended up with the name
Shelly Joshi,
also called Michelle in Irish. That's how this little Indian family got into Irish tradition and started becoming Paddy. Whether it's running home with the kids for Halloween or getting the house ready for Christmas. After 7 years now, we are proud Irish citizen, and as my friend, the young politician of the town, called me a proud Cashel man. I feel finally settled in this lovely town where you walk and see many known faces, whether it's on Frere Street or Old Road. People know you and make you feel it's home away from home.